Chapter 2 Pandora, My Lost Love.
Saturday, January the 17th. Mrs. Lucas is making a new path in her garden. Mr. Lucas made her a cup of tea. He really is kind. Nigel wanted me to go to the cinema with him, but I'm going to see the doctors about my spot. Nigel said he couldn't see it. He was only being polite. The doctor didn't examine the spot. He just said, "Don't worry," and, "Is everything all right at home?" I told him about my bad home life and my poor diet, but he said I looked fine. I will get a newspaper round and go to a private doctor. Sunday, January the 18th. Mrs. Lucas and my mother had a fight about our dog. The dog destroyed Mrs. Lucas's new path. My father offered to kill the dog, but then my mother cried, so he said he wouldn't. All the neighbours were listening to them. Sometimes I really hate that dog. I remembered my promise to help the poor, so I took some old comic books to a poor family nearby. I know they are poor because they only have a black and white TV. A boy opened the door. He looked at the books and said, "I've read them," and shut the door in my face. Monday, January the 19th. Pandora smiled at me today in the school dining room. I couldn't smile back because I was choking on a piece of meat. Typical. Tuesday, January the 20th. My mother is looking for a job. Soon I'll probably be a teenage criminal out on the streets. And who will look after the dog and give me my dinner? I will have to eat crisps and sweets until my teeth fall out and my skin is ruined. I think my mother is very selfish. She won't be any good anyway. She isn't very clever and she drinks too much at Christmas. I'm in a group at school that helps old people. I got an old man called Bert Baxter. He is 89 years old, so I don't suppose I will have him for long. I'm going to see him tomorrow. I hope he hasn't got a dog. I'm sick of dogs. Wednesday, January the 21st. Mr. and Mrs. Lucas are getting a divorce. My mother went next door to comfort Mr. Lucas. He must be very sad, because my mother was still there when my father came home from work. Mrs. Lucas left in a taxi. My father took me to Mr. Baxter's house in the evening. When I knocked on the door, a dog started barking. I heard the sound of bottles and a man shouting loudly. I ran away. I hope it was the wrong house. I saw Nigel on the way home. He told me that Pandora's father is a milkman. I don't think I like her as much now. Thursday, January the 22nd. It's a lie about Pandora's father. He has an excellent job. Pandora says she'll hit Nigel if he tells lies. I'm in love with her again. My mother has an interview for a job. She's practicing her typing and isn't doing any cooking. My life will be terrible if she gets the job. I have to go and see Mr. Baxter tomorrow. It was the right house. Poor me. Saturday, January the 24th. Today was the most terrible day of my life. My mother has got a job. Mr. Lucas works in the same place. He will drive her there every day. And my father is in a bad mood. He thinks his car is going to break down. But worst of all, Mr. Baxter isn't a nice old man. He drinks and smokes and has a big dog called Sabre. But even worse than that, Pandora is going out with Nigel. I don't think I'll recover from the shock. Sunday, January the 25th. 10 a.m. I am ill with worry, too weak to write much. Nobody noticed I didn't eat any breakfast. 2 p.m. I had 2 aspirins at lunchtime and felt better. 6 p.m. Pandora, my lost love. Now I will never touch your treacle hair. 8 p.m. Pandora, Pandora, Pandora. 10 p.m. Why? Midnight. Had a sandwich. Feel better. I hope Nigel falls off his bike and is run over by a lorry. I will never speak to him again. He knew I loved Pandora. Monday, January the 26th. I had to leave my sick bed to visit Bert before school. I felt very weak, but an old lady with a long black moustache helped me walk to the front door. Bert was still in bed. He threw the key down and I opened the front door. He was lying in a dirty bed smoking a cigarette. There was a horrible smell in the room. I think it was coming from Bert. It was a disgusting room. He asked me to go and buy him a newspaper, so I was late for school. I got into trouble. That's what you get for helping people. I saw Pandora and Nigel standing close together at lunch today. Mr. Lucas is in bed. He's ill because his wife has left him. My mother is looking after him when she finishes work. She is the only person he will see. When will she find time to look after me and my father? My father is cross. I think he's jealous that Mr. Lucas doesn't want to see him. Midnight. Good night, Pandora, my treacle-haired love.